This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Gorlot. Well, let's stick with kind of U.S. issues, but U.S. in Eastern Europe, or what some might call Central Europe. There seems to be an expanding military presence, the U.S. and NATO expanding their military presence in countries like Poland, Romania, Hungary, and in the Balkans. Some say to obviously counter the Russian threat that some might be seeing emerge with Russia's activities in Ukraine and, of course, in the Middle East. So what are the details here about this expansion? And it seems to me that even people in Eastern Europe aren't particularly happy about this.
Well, cautiously optimistic is perhaps a way to look at that. The U.S. has said this week that they're going to quadruple their military spending in this region, going from $800 million to $3.4 billion, which is a significant amount. And yes, this is thought to counter the potential Russian buildup. What's so interesting here is the timing. Russia has been involved in Ukraine for some time, and in fact, in the last couple of months, that involvement seems to have lessened. The United States has been talking with officials from Russia and trying to deal with the Syrian situation. So this does seem like rather odd timing that we would be doing this. But NATO and the NATO countries there that you mentioned are, as I said, somewhat optimistic and hope that this will lead to a better security situation. And that's what the Obama administration is saying this is about. This is about a changing security situation in Europe. This is not to antagonize Russia, but simply to provide greater security for that region.
Is there any hope that that dead zone, that frozen zone in Ukraine, that this could be really about Ukraine trying to provide Ukraine some assistance, given that Russia has been detracted and is off, you know, paying attention to what's going on in Syria, for example, and kind of leaving Ukraine there for the Western allies to step up their involvement?
I'm sure there are many that would hope that that is the case. It doesn't seem to be, at least not what we're hearing. And we are interested to see what Russia is going to do. We're not anticipating a full-on arms race, but officials from Russia have said that they're going to take compensatory measures. They're not going to overreact, but they are going to react, is what they're saying.
I'm sure they will. We'll be watching for that. Okay, thanks so much, Rebecca, as always, for being here.
Thank you.